Bura Gürcistan'dır, burada her millet yaşayır.
Мы без друг друга не можем, мы вместе выросли.
Барабар алверилири, барабар her şey барабар.
Up the street from the popular Turkish bath in Tbilisi's Gorgasel Square, the Petrosyan family runs a tea house. There is no sign outside, but every customer knows the place as the Azeri Tea House. Co-owner Margarita Petrosyan is 55 years old and an ethnic Armenian. People come to her place from the nearby bus or to meet with friends or to relax after a hard day's work. She says people also come when times are tough to share their troubles.
Our
visitors are diverse, Armenian, Azeri, Georgian.
Которые постоянно ходят в эту чайхану. Если бы вы видели, у меня маленькие внуки, эти внуки.
If you could see how my grandchildren help us to repair our old room. We were pulling up the wall and they were smoothing out the plaster.
Все, чтобы быстро сделать и работать.
Margarita and her husband are unable to work for health reasons. Both suffer from diabetes. 7 years ago, they opened the tea house in a part of their home to earn a living. Making tea in the kitchen, Margarita lets me in on the secret of her success.
Сейчас еще один секрет открою. Мужа мама Азербайджан.
My husband's mom, my mother-in-law, was Azeri. 40 years ago, I learned from her how to make a tea. Now we cannot live without tea, even for a day.
А здесь уже привыкли. Сейчас без чая каждый день чай хотим пить. Уже привыкли, не можем. Мы сами так.
Margarita grew up in Tbilisi, but she was born in Gence, formerly Kirabat, in Azerbaijan. During a family visit to relatives there. All her family has since left Gence and she can no longer visit because of her Armenian surname. But she recalls her native city fondly whenever she sees it listed on her Georgian ID card.
I loved Gence and I love it now. I love it very much.
Muhammad Hasan Khiabani is a regular at Margarita's tea house. After a long day at work, he makes his way here to have a drink and relax. Khiabani is 45 and an ethnic Azeri from Tabriz in Iran. He goes to Iran to visit his family 3 or 4 times in a year. He misses them very much, he says, but the tea house helps ease his loneliness. Here he can meet with Azeris and feel like he is home.
Azerbaijan'da buradan tanıyorsaydı çok yakışıydı.
There is no chance for Azeris and Armenians to be together, not in Azerbaijan nor in Armenia. But here they are living as they like, friendly. No one says anything like, don't go there, that's an Armenian tea house. That's definitely not the case.
About 40 kilometers from Tbilisi in the Marnelli district, we are looking for a place to have a cup of tea. We enter a tea house and immediately hear a TV debate in Azerbaijani. The customers are watching channels broadcast from Azerbaijan. The owner, 68-year-old Eldar Keleyev, has been running this place since 1995. Tea costs 1 lari here. Azeris are the majority in Marnelli, 70 to 80% of the local population, Keleyev says, but other nationalities live here too. There are Armenians, Georgians and Russians among his regulars. And because of the tea house is located near a wholesale trade center, he has a steady stream of guests from Turkey, Greece and other countries.
Now it is winter. People like to drink tea when it is cold.
Nazi Devdaryan calls herself a snow refugee. The 44-year-old is from Georgia's mountains, Svaneti province. But because of heavy snow there, she has moved temporarily to Marnelli and is logging with her brother. Sitting with a cup of tea in Eldar Kalev's place, Devdaryan talks about the ethnic diversity in her family. Her sister-in-law is Armenian and her son-in-law is Azeri. There are a lot of similarities among the ethnic groups in Marnelli, she says, in culture, in cuisine, in traditions. In her richly varied family, Devdaryan says there is only one rule for friendship.
If you're good to me, I have good relations with you. If I have a problem, Azeris will give you their help.
Not far from the tea house is Marnilis' main marketplace. Because of the wholesale trade center in the town, the selection of goods for sale is large and diverse. The same is true of the merchants and the crowds. Azeris, Armenians and Georgians work and shop side by side. We hear conversations in several languages. Merchants hail customers in Azerbaijani, Armenian and Russian. How much does this cucumber cost? Abanik Miskaryan, 39, sells fruits and vegetables at the Marnilu Bazaar. An Armenian, she conducts business in both Azerbaijani and her native language. She is surprised to be asked where and how she learned Azerbaijani.
How cannot we learn this language? Our neighbors are Azeris, and we use this language to communicate with each other in the bazaar.
While relations between Armenia and Azerbaijan have been tense since the Nagorno-Karabakh War in 1993, Miskaryan says that in Marnilu, Azeris and Armenians get along the same as they always have. The same appeared to hold in the tea houses here and in Tbilisi. Everywhere we went, questions about the relationship among ethnic groups were met with puzzlement and surprise. While we are talking to Avanik Miskaryan, a merchant from a neighboring stall, Ganera Valieva, joins the conversation. She is Azeri. But for her too, the question of tension between groups simply doesn't come up.
This is Georgia, after all. There is no any discrimination among nationalities.
This is Usala Alibayli in Marnilu, Georgia, for Transitions Online.